A few heads looked up as the newcomer clumped past the windows of a greasy spoon called Hash and Mash. The man tried to convince himself that this was because he was a fresh face in an otherwise tight-knit community, but that wasn't really the problem. The sun was beginning to beat its way through the stubborn drizzle, and a few weak rays reflecting off the large front windows had illuminated the man well enough for anyone inside to see him clearly. What the men at breakfast saw was more than just a fresh face. They saw a man nearly 8 feet tall and wider than any man ought to be. An old black army jacket and plain baggy fatigues painted the picture of a veteran, but the size and dimensions spoke of something more ominous. He was bald, with a pug nose and a lantern jaw. His eyes sat very deep under heavy brows, and were so dark brown as to appear almost black. Hands like bear paws were covered by black gloves despite the warm spring air, and he moved with the stride of a man who had walked many miles in many places. Eye contact was made through the window, and the big man gave a polite but curt nod to the men eating breakfast and kept walking. Less than 2 minutes after passing the diner, the giant sensed eyes on him that were more than merely curious. He had a lot of experience with that sort of thing, and he understood when he was being watched. He had expected this, but he wasn't necessarily looking forward to it. He ignored the tail for another block, just to see what it would do. Sure enough, the single set of footsteps behind his became double, then triple. Finally, after another block, a fourth man joined the group, and they began to close the distance. They were nearing the end of a commercial zone, and it looked like they were heading into a residential area. The buildings looked nice enough. Multi-story tenements held living quarters of all manner of sizes and configurations. It looked very promising, but quartering would have to wait until the four men following him were managed. He stopped suddenly and without warning, and turned. The four men had closed to about 25 feet, and were startled by the sudden maneuver. They paused, stunned for a moment, and blinking like naughty children caught misbehaving. The big man walked toward them with strides that spoke of violent intent. He moved fast, with his head tilted low and shoulders forward. The four men froze, unable to process the sudden shift in the paradigm, and the big bald man was on them before they moved to protect themselves. A gloved left hand slapped one, and the right hand serviced another. Both toppled instantly, as toneless muscles simply stopped resisting gravity, leaving their unprotected heads to bang on the sidewalk like falling coconuts. The two men in the middle each chose a different path at that moment. The first turned to run, while his partner cocked a fist as if to strike the towering monster before him. Neither plan worked, of course. The runner never even made a single step. A contemptuous backhand sent him into a deep sleep, and he joined his partners in ungainly repose atop the sidewalk. The fighter got gentler treatment. The big man respected fighters, and fighters who fought even when they were outclassed were worthy of even more respect. The big man allowed the blow to land. He did not have to do that, but this was the only guy in the group to make a stand, and he decided that the poor mook deserved to feel like he accomplished something. What he accomplished, however, was a broken hand. Metacarpals snapped like twigs when the fist collided with the big man's ribs, and the fighter managed a short scream of pain before a gloved hand closed over his head and raised him kicking and gurgling from the ground. The big man pulled the scrambling man close and spoke very clearly into his ear.
"My name is Roland Tankowitz. I'm new in town, and you are going to want to leave me alone."
He let the man drop the 2 feet to the sidewalk, where he collapsed in a limp heap.
"Please spread the word."
Then he turned on his heel and stomped into the residential quarter without looking back.